Okay, everybody's present. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I will adopt the agenda.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay, agenda is adopted. Public comments for non-agenda items. Does anybody have any comments for the board? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of May 8th. Would anybody like to approve the minutes or would you like them read?
I'll approve them.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Reports of officers, directors. Does anybody have anything they would like to report on? Okay. Discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. With the new management company, I'm still working with them, trying to get them up to date because there was that lag while he was out with COVID and everything got slowed way down. So I went through and updated our version of QuickBooks and sent him everything that I did in it, and they are updating all the checks and everything that we have done and deposits, and then we're going to match up their version with our version and make sure that we've got everything, that we didn't miss anything. But since I updated ours, we have the financials from ours that we can go through. With the exception of I did not do an aging this month because it takes forever to do, because we have to do that one by hand. First two things is there's two invoices from Roseman Law. Both are for zero, which is good.
Yeah.
So that they did that within our retainer. And that was for them reviewing correspondence and other issues. And then we have the checking account reconciliation, the reserve account reconciliation for your review. And as of the end of March, the reserve account had a balance of $26,000, and the checking account at the end of May had $6,200. And then we've got profit and loss statement, actual versus budget. So if anybody wants to go through that, if you guys want copies, there's extra packets. Yeah.
Sorry, I should go through. I'm sitting here with the same right next to you.
Did you want?
And then there's banks.
Yeah, take that.
The most recent bank statement, which is for the end of May, and the most recent bank statement for the reserve account, which is the end of March. And then we've got the profit and loss, which is the income and expense statement that shows what went in and what went out so far for this year since January. And naturally, it shows us with a loss because we don't get a whole lot of membership payments during the beginning of the year. They're all at the end of the year, so we already got them. So everything we do now shows up as a loss, which I guess is one of the flaws in our accounting. Technically, since the membership dues are for an entire year, we should be entering them 1/12 every month, but that's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I don't know if I gave that one.
Okay. But then that would keep it from showing a loss. That with an accrual basis, that's what's so terrible about doing an accrual basis accounting. That's the way the membership should be entered, is one when somebody pays, 1/12 of it gets entered for each month for the whole year. So you have to enter it 12 times. But then it keeps you from showing a loss during the rest of the year. Instead, we have a big increase once during the year and then lost the rest of it. And then there's a checking account register, reserve account register showing the activity, all the deposits and checks. And then the ridiculous general ledger that we're required to produce every quarter, which is 10 pages of every single transaction entered in the accounting system, which basically, who cares? That's ridiculous. Who's going to go through 10 pages of that? But you're welcome to, if you've got insomnia. It's a cure for it. I think whoever wrote that law, that we have to go through that, just wanted to create headaches for people. So that's pretty much it for the financial reports. I guess if we look at the check register, we can approve the payments that have been made.
You need a thing for that? Somebody take...
Well, we can go through them real quick and just what was paid out. Let's see. Union Bank was $914 for credit card, which most of that was postage. Then we transferred $10,000 from the checking account to the reserve account. Then the following month, Union Bank, that was for, in February, that was for the credit card, $14.47, which is our monthly phone bill. Then we had the payment to CAHOA, which is our management company, for $2,500 for 6 months management services. Klein Agency, $4,546 for our insurance for the year. Union Bank was $193.32. Again, most of that was postage. That's for the credit card. Quail Valley Water for the meeting room. Roseman Law, $400 for preparing our election rules to be compliant with the new state law. Then again, Quail Valley for a special meeting, that was $25. And then the following month, Quail Valley, $25. Then we have, in May, Roseman Law, $500 retainer. That was to hire them as our general counsel. In May, Union Bank for the credit card, $1,484. Again, the phone bill. And then 513, Union Bank, $4,379 for the credit card. And then finally, Hanover Insurance, $364. That's for the annual premium for workers' comp. So if there's no questions on those, if anybody would like to approve expenditures.
I'll make a motion we approve. I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay. That gets us to discussion and possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, other maintenance needs. And I think that we can probably combine that with the next couple of them too and discuss it all at once. We have discussion and possible action on list of volunteer repair and maintenance crew, organization, job, our duties, job descriptions, qualifications, etc. And discussion possible action to continue use of volunteer labor, use of licensed contractors, and or use of paid staff to perform maintenance and repair of association property and facilities. And the problem is trying to get crews organized to work and the headache of doing it as well, because you know, we have to have workers' comp, which is because the state of California has determined long ago that volunteers are employees. And it subjects us to a lot of the same employment rules as it would be if we had paid employees. And it also exposes us to the liability of employees. Plus, most everybody is busy. So it's hard to get people together to get any of this work done. We've got a lot of work that needs done. So I don't know what we're going to do to try and get volunteers and get a crew together, or if we just give up on the volunteer end of it and we start looking for a maintenance company to do the work for us so that we can actually get it done.
Well, part of our problem is that the person with the tractor's not running, and we need the tractor to get the blacktop to get the roads done.
Well, if we know, if I can coordinate it, I can always use my tractor to do that.
He's been pretty sick too.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You know, we're relying on...
We're getting old.
Yeah. The core group of volunteers has definitely aged. So I don't know. We put it in the last newsletter, and we didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything
from anybody
at all.
And which is honestly what I expected, because again, everybody's busy.
Wow. Or don't want to work on the roads.
And, you know, our problem with hiring somebody is they've got to come out here, and most contractors don't want to come to Sand Canyon. It's too far out of the way. But it's something we can investigate. I mean, we can start making some phone calls and see if we can find some kind of a maintenance company that has insurance and all the stuff that we have to have for liability, and see if they're interested in giving us some ideas of what the cost would be to have it done by a contractor.
Well, we're not getting any volunteers, so I
don't
know.
Well, we have a couple of volunteers, but they're not enough.
And right.
No, and not to the point what we need when we have to have them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we have a list, we just don't have anybody coordinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, Bill was coordinating, but they've been sick. So it's difficult.
It is. It's very difficult.
What if we got a crew together, is there new paperwork we have to go through now?
There's a lot of stuff that we should have been doing for years, from a liability standpoint.
Yeah.
No. So we need to, just like any other employee, we should have a job application filled out so we have all the vital information. If somebody gets hurt or something, we know who they are. Those are things we should be doing.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we have to, but we should be doing.
We've never had that before.
No.
But
it's the kind of stuff that we should. It's not that big a deal. I mean, you just fill out an application and we file it. The other thing that we should have is a statement from them that they are aware of the job hazards and that they know that they are in good health and capable of doing the job without getting injured. Because that's another issue. If we have somebody with a bad back that volunteers and they get hurt, that's going to go against our workers' comp. And they can also sue us for not asking them that question in the first place.
Yeah, it's really gotten different.
And doing it verbally doesn't cover you. If it's not in writing, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of, so we need to have some kind of a statement that, you know, that they understand the job and that they're capable of doing it. It's probably, that's something we could probably turn over to our council to have them draft.
And if they draft
something like that, because I'm sure they have other HOAs they work with that have run into it before. It's not new territory. But that's something we should do with our volunteers. But again, we have to have the volunteers available.
Yeah, got to have them first.
And we have to have somebody to coordinate it.
Why don't we find out how much it would be to cost and then let the people know what it's going to cost and maybe even look at volunteers.
Yeah.
Just a lot of,
I mean, we have
care.
One person outside the association that has volunteered to operate the grader, but in exchange he wants to be able to use the grader, which opens us up to a whole new liability issue. So that makes it that's very problematic. It was a great offer, but especially since he's experienced with equipment.
Yeah.
But it opens us up to a whole different issue once we start letting somebody else use the equipment for other things. We're between a rock and a hard place. We're too small to do all these, to pay attention to all the details that have to be dealt with. And we're going to have the same problem. I mean, the other option is we could hire somebody. And we've talked about that before. But we've become an employer. Now we've got to do payroll on top of everything else. And it requires a different insurance policy for our workers' comp, because our workers' comp policy now is just volunteers. So we'd have that cost. The cost isn't the big impediment. It's the paperwork. Again, we have to do payroll.
What about, we talked before about renting it out to Golden Hills.
Actually, it was Mountain Meadows,
because they
have to grade all their dirt roads as well. And they currently rent equipment. Yeah. That's a possibility, but again, that puts us in the position where we're, you know, with another entity like that, especially them being a government entity, it's not as big a liability. They can simply put us on as an additional insured on their insurance. That way it's covered. But for an individual, there is no insurance, which means we get sued if something happens.
Right.
Yeah. That's the issue. If somebody were to run into the grader while it was being operated, whether it's on our property or somebody else's, we're the ones that are going to get sued.
That was a thought.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
because that would bring some revenue in for us.
Well, like I said, renting it to somebody like Mountain Meadows isn't a big issue, because they would simply add us as an insured on their insurance policy. So if we got sued, we turn it over to their insurance company. But it's when we talk about, you know, trading use of the grader for labor operating, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
I'm in the process of getting a contracting license right now, and I have my own tractor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to brainstorm how I can make that work, so I can think creatively about how I can do it and make that work, because there's no reason we should give the equipment over to them, because that's just, they're going to beat the hell out of it, and we might as well try to figure out a way how to get money out of the contract, like Golden Hills and whatnot, too. So I'll think about that. I've already been pondering here while I'm sitting, but I'm getting my tractor back from Caterpillar next week. I got a skid steer, which would help, because the grader's only good for the big parts, and there's a lot of chunks of that road that need to be fine-tuned with a little skid steer, especially like Sunview. My other property's up on Sunview, and it's impossible to even get up there. It's like, it's just all rock.
You're right.
But I walk that road, and I look at how to fix it, and it's not entirely complicated. It's because there's certain sections of it that need to be taken back so that the water floods down it properly, because it took all the DG right off of Sunview, and it's just going to keep happening. You could dump it on there, and it's just going to flow right away again. So my skid steer, I know there's a couple little corners that I could take out that would make the water flow the right way instead of flowing right down the middle of it and taking all that DG off. Because I'd like to see that road fixed, too. I like to go up to that property, but I feel like my head's rattled by the time I get up there every time, so...
Yeah, and putting base on the road does not fix anything, because it does wash right back off.
Yeah.
And it will regardless. It's too steep of a slope for base to stay on it.
I'd love to fix this road. That road would give me a lot of great pride to fix that.
You and everybody else.
Yeah.
We all would.
Keep people driving slow, but, you know, it's not good on the cars either.
Well, and we did have a quote a few years back for putting, you know, what it would cost us to put an overlay on this road, which is what it needs. And that's something we need to look at again too, as we save our funds again. But
I mean, we could get some bids from other companies, and then I can figure out a way how to just come beneath any of the other companies, and then figure out a way how to try to get that down as far as I can. As long as I'm covering the cost of my equipment and whatnot, then I don't really care. So yeah, we can ponder on that.
And again, if we become an employer and we actually hire somebody that can do the small tasks and organize volunteers for the bigger tasks, that may be a not viable solution without, but it makes us an employer. We have to be aware that we're going to have to do payroll and all that.
That's the question. Why, if it'd be better just to use, I could be an employee, or I could figure out how to get the contracting company set up a little bit quicker. It's going to cost me about $5,000 to put the company together, because I'm not a contractor, so I have to have somebody who's an RMO, a registered manager owner. So, and that's going to cost me $1,200 a month just to have them on my corporation. So I just have, if I can cover my basic fees, then I'm fine after that. So, and I'm around, so I can get things moving, and I can organize it all and all that kind of stuff. And I got some buddies that can help out and stuff too. So.
Yeah, young bodies are strong.
Yeah. We just got Audrey a new couch yesterday. I'm feeling a little bit weak today. Had to lift it over her fence, and oh my God.
Okay, yeah, they had to lift it. It's not just a couch, it's L-shaped, and it takes up more than half my living room.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I can do, I can check with our management company, to see if they have any recommendations on companies that they know of that do maintenance management.
It's just the drive out. That's where everybody's going to, that's going to be the bulk of it right now. Now that I don't have to drive out, obviously.
Exactly.
The cost
yep.
right there,
but at least we can get a comparative, so we have an idea of how much we, you know, how much we can save if we become employers and take on that additional risk and paperwork, etc. And I'll also ask the management company if they can do the payroll. You know, they have access to our books and everything already, so they may be able to process our payroll. They may be doing it for others. I don't know. So if they're already set up for processing payroll, that may keep us from having to do that paperwork.
I'm a bartering man too, so I'd work for vacant land or something too.
If anybody else has any ideas on any places that they could get some, you know, some quotes or anything. I mean, the only thing we deal with is roads. So what comes to my mind is the companies in Kern County that do roads, to see if they would be interested in taking on something like this on an annual basis, which is Bowman Asphalt, Kern Asphalt, you know, companies like that. Because they have the equipment. The one thing that may save us on those is if they had us as an annual maintenance, they would use us as fill-in work when they're in between jobs.
And that's true.
That might work out for both entities. That our cost would be lower, and it would give them something to do in between. Mm-hmm. So it might be something that they would consider, giving us an annual bid to do the maintenance, and then they do it as they're available. So that's a... I can make a couple of contacts with them as well and see if they would be interested in bidding on something like that.
And this road's getting bad again, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's the holes that we filled, some of them are coming up again.
Well, you have some of these trucks that keep going down. That's what.
Yeah,
Then they drive along the edge and they pick
and
up.
And it was never on a proper base either, so it's just we're fighting a lost cause. But,
yeah, we are.
And that's why Bowman, what they had suggested was a 2-inch overlay of cold patch over the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then after that, we could try and maintain it. So. Unless anybody has anything else or wants to make a motion, we'll move on. And we'll just do some more investigative work and maybe we'll have something more substantial for our next meeting.
What kind of motion do you need?
Well, that's it. We have to come up with an idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And right now we're still grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Plus, right now we've got, most of my time is being spent getting ready for our election, because that's been fairly consuming. But once we get past that...
Okay, on the street signs.
Yes.
I can get some of the street signs.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have... You said there was a certain way of 811.
Yeah, we need to call in before we knock...
Before we start digging.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple places we can go ahead and put them in there.
Exactly. And as long as you can get some people to give you a hand, I'd say let's go ahead and do them. We have a list of volunteers for our insurance already, so...
We need to get those done.
Mm-hmm.
But I need... Yeah. You said that I had circled and it was the wrong color or something.
Yeah.
So now I need to have...
We have to do them as we get ready to do them, because the USA is only good for so many days. I think it's 28 days or something like that. So we have to do them when we're ready to do them. But like you said, the ones where we know there's no utilities, we can go ahead and install them.
1, 2, 3.
Because we know there's nothing there. There's a lot of areas like that.
There's just 4 that are brand new. Well, there's more than that, but the ones that we'd have to have... Could they come out and manage to check on 4 of them?
Oh, yeah. They'll come out any time. You just have to call them, and we just have to be ready to put them in.
Well, 2 of them are unstable, and you don't have water lines up there, right?
There's no water, then there's no phone. There's phones all overhead.
Unstable. So 2 of them are unstable.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be the ones that are on Morgan. Then the 2 on bottom of Appaloosa, bottom of Halter.
Now, if you can get some volunteers together for that, that's...
We've got the signs.
There's no reason why we can't start with those, and then when we get to the areas where we need to call them in, we'll get them called in.
Okay, I don't have the telephone numbers. Bill always had the telephone numbers and got the crew. I just told him what to do. So I need to get the telephone numbers.
Yeah, maybe Bill can give you a list.
She's looking at me.
No, I am, because I think you have a list too, the telephone numbers.
And again, that goes back, like I was saying, what we really need to do is get, if we're going to use volunteers, we need to have them fill out an application. We need to have a spreadsheet with everybody's info. But for right now, like for the stop signs, I don't think we need to worry about it. But if we're gonna go forward and keep using them, we need to have that in place, because then we would have everybody's phone number.
You have to have a paper signed each time they do something?
No, we just need to, just like you would hire an employee. You need to do a job, an application that has all your vital information on it, and then you need to, as far as for the medical side of it, we just need to give, we need to have the what we're going to be doing written down, what kind of jobs we do, and then they just need to sign a statement that they understand it and that they're capable. We don't need to send them in for a physical like a company would, just a statement that yes, I'm fine, I can do this. Well, I'm not going to have a heart attack or something, you know.
Yeah. If I can get Nick and Liam and John, that would be enough to get started, because Bob will help too.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I mean, I can start them, and then I can tell them that I'm going to have a paper they're going to have to fill out.
Yeah, well, we can do that later. Like I said, we need to just, if we can get a group of volunteers willing to do this again, then we can, we'll tighten up our procedures and use them.
We just need volunteers.
But and it'll save us money, which means we can do more stuff.
We need to put them on our list.
Yeah.
Anybody want to volunteer? We just got to go on our list.
Yep, we just need to add you to the volunteer list. In fact, we can do that right now if anybody wants to volunteer.
I don't know names, and we did not introduce ourselves, so.
Well, anybody that does, I just need name, phone number.
That's fine.
Yep. And then that way we can approve them during the board meeting and add you to our insurance company's list. That way you're covered for workers' comp.
That's good, because then we can get something going. I've been through how many months I've been trying to get it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to have others.
Most Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm working.
That's great.
Kalinga the rest of the week, so.
Well, with any luck, my things will start slowing down a little, so I can help a little bit, too. Great. Okay. While we're on this subject, then, this fits in the category, so I'll make a motion that we add Paul and Christina to our list of volunteers.
I second.
Any opposed? Okay. Now you're on the list, so our workers' comp will cover you. All right. That was easy. We like easy.
That's helpful.
Yeah. And we've always done this with volunteers. It's just that lately the volunteers have been lacking. A lot of them are no longer physically able. We are all getting older.
It used to be the Medicare volunteers as well.
Yeah.
Three of our main ones are no longer available. Just old and
we're old. Does anybody have anything else on 7, 8, or 9? Okay. Well, that'll get us to 10, update and discussion of progress with CAHOA, assumption of administrative duties. And I think we're finally getting on track with that. We have a little bit of an issue with the bank account. Pretty much all the banks are doing the same thing. We all have to be there at the same time to sign a signature card. Mr. Monson went a little overboard, I think, because he already set up an account with Wells Fargo down there, but since nobody was there to sign, he signed. Well, that isn't going to work. He also put the wrong name on the account. So I'm going to suggest to him that he close that account. I called Wells Fargo in Palmdale yesterday, and they said they would get right back to me, and of course I haven't heard back. So I will call them again. I think they're open till noon today, which is one good thing. They're open on Saturday, and they're open 9 to 5 too, unlike Union Bank. So I will get with them. I think what we will have to do is all of us that are going to be signers go down there and open the account. Then we will simply give Mr. Monson the information. He can make deposits in Upland without any problem, and then we will have the bank account, you know, we'll be able to open the bank account here. So I think that's going to, because otherwise we'd have to go all the way to Upland just to open the account. It doesn't matter where you make the deposits.
Yeah.
So.
And we can make deposits right down here by Kaiser.
Yeah, but we won't be making the deposits. They'll go to him. So we won't have, we shouldn't ever have to go to the bank.
You never have to go.
I'm not going to get any more of these.
No, it's all going to go to him.
Well, I have one.
Yeah. Well, that's because we still, yeah. Because what we'll be doing, once we get the Union Bank account open, we will simply put, if we receive anything, we'll put an envelope and send it to him. Yeah.
But I guess the one I have in here, I have to still.
But other than that, I think we're getting everything together. The only other issue we have is, I spoke to him about our records issue, so that we don't have to dig through them when somebody wants something. And he said, yes, bring them all, everything. Just take it all down there and they'll put it in their office. And that way we don't have to touch it. So box up everything.
Hallelujah.
Got plenty of boxes.
I'm going to get them.
So, and that way it's theirs.
Yeah.
And we don't have to mess with it anymore. And we'll get to that issue a little bit further in down the list here, too.
Can I just wait until the question section?
No. Anytime, just pop in.
Okay, I didn't receive a statement last year that I had to pay the dues. And then I got a letter from this California HOA, I guess, saying they were taking over.
Yes.
And I'm just not sure who I'm supposed to be. I still need to pay it, and I can write a check right now. I just don't know who I'm supposed to pay it to, because I don't know if they're fully taken over or if it's still
they don't have a bank account that they can get to yet. Our bank account is still with Union Bank, who closed their branch here, so we're kind of in a mess. We have to go to Bakersfield or Lancaster now to make deposits, but it can be paid, and it still gets paid to Mountain Valley Association, but it can be sent to them.
Okay, because I've been asking them for a statement. I've been in contact with them through email, and they've not yet sent me a statement. And
okay.
It's been like 3 months.
I will find out why, because he says that he is taking care of those things. Okay. What lot is yours?
I guess it's 174.
174? Okay.
That's what it says on here on the general ledger.
Okay.
Because I didn't get a statement.
Okay. And we've had a lot of properties change hands, and so there is a lot of stuff where it hasn't been updated because nobody got anything from the escrow company saying who the new owners were.
I'm new here, you guys. Purchased last month, so.
What lot?
I couldn't even tell you.
He's next door.
Address? Or
25404 Stable.
25404?
Yes.
On the Manners Place?
Yes.
Okay. I will double check and.
We didn't receive anything from your realtor or the escrow title company.
That is
a Let me get both of your email addresses, and what I'll do is I will send you what I've got, and I'll send you the form that we send out annually for everybody to update their contact info. That way we'll have your entire contact info, and then I can make sure that our management company gets it updated.
Okay.
That's one of the problems we have is when properties sell, nobody tells us. And then we keep sending the bills to people that don't own it anymore, and they throw them in the trash.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, if you just want to add yours on, too, and I'll email you the current statements.
Oh, he's got it then.
And I'll get you the form to update us with all the info.
I'm going to check right now late fees and whatever is on there and give it to you so it's done. You just want me to wait until I hear from them?
I don't know what the exact amount is unless you do, because I don't have it with me.
Somebody had called me and left me a message when I called here, and it might have been, I don't know, whatever number I have.
I'll send you a statement, and that way we can do it. Yeah, that'll be easier.
So I can pay my credit card when I get
that? Yes, you can. I can actually send you a statement that'll let you do that.
All right.
Yeah, that's been one of our problems, is trying to find out. And, you know, like for the election, I spent several hours, like about 6 hours, going through the county records to get the current owners as far as the county knows, so that we could mail to them. But their records aren't up to date all the time either.
So. One thing I did notice on that is they say on the elections, you can put your lot number or you can put your address. If they put their address, we have no idea where they are.
We will have to do a cross-reference for that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know.
We yep. have never
everything is
well, I did on the list, yeah. When I was updating the county records, I added the addresses to most of the properties, so I'll send you that list too. Actually, I'll send it to them. They're the ones doing it.
Really?
Yep. So, but yes, I did. In fact, they do have that. But I started adding all the addresses that the county has, because even some of these vacant lots, the county has now started putting addresses on them. So.
Well, I think that's great, except when they ask for an address.
But yes, once everything is boxed up, I'll make a drive down to Upland and drop them off, so that they've got them all. And if anybody wants to go, so they can meet Mr. Monson, and because I haven't met him yet either. Okay, anything else on CAHOA? Any questions or anything like that on how we are on getting everything transferred?
Is he our main contact, or does he have an assistant?
He's the main contact so far. He's handling everything. I think he's got a few employees, but I think he's kind of like me. He has trouble delegating. So he's the main contact. I know it. I try.
At least you can admit it.
I can admit it. I know where my problems lie. Okay. Well, that gets us to discussion, update and discussion on request for ADR by member and responsive council. We all know Carl, or well, some of our new folks don't. We have a member who is unhappy. And in your packet, you'll see his statements and et cetera. But anyway, as far as his ADR, the council sent him an email back, but his last letter, apparently he's going to claim that he didn't receive their response, because he has claimed that we did not respond to his request for ADR. Well, no, we didn't.
Denied it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, which it was not.
No.
He was told that he could have ADR, but that he pays for half of it. I guess that's his reason why he says it's denied. That's what the law says, is you want ADR, alternative dispute resolution, then you get to pay for half. So, but anyway, since then he has made a request to copy the minutes from 2015 to the end of 2020, which he's done, you know, half a dozen times now. But I've got a response in here for the board to review and approve that I'm going to send to him. Our council has looked at it and they concur, and Mr. Monson has looked at it and he concurs.
Well, the only problem I have with it is you're thanking him.
Well, I know. That's because that's professional letter writing. Of course I thank him.
You can kill him with kindness.
You just say we are in receipt of.
Part of the reason for doing it is that it will upset him just as much.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Because you let him know that you're not rattled by it.
Yeah.
Because see, that's his purpose, is to rattle us. So you respond to, you know, thank you. No problem. We'll take care of it. But anyway, this is what I recommend that we send to him, that he is more than welcome to come and copy the records again, and our custodian of records is California Association of HOAs in Upland. Have a nice trip. And of course, since we don't have an office here in the association, then the location for him to make copies has to be by agreement between both parties. If we cannot agree, then we offer him to make copies for him at his cost. So that's his two alternatives, which he won't be happy with either one, but that's not our problem. He's had more than ample opportunity, and as I point out in here, the draft minutes from 2017 forward are available on the website. He can look at them at any time. So. So anyway, that's the recommended response that I have for us, and that way we'll see where he goes from there. I think with the reason he's saying that we denied the ADRs, he probably is going to file suit in small claims court against us, which won't help him any, but
no.
That's what he's trying to set up, because some lawyer has told him correctly that you have to request ADR before you can file a lawsuit. And so now he says that he has requested it, and we denied it, which we did not, and that that means that he can now sue us.
Well, I still want to know what he's trying to resolve.
That's what the attorney said in his response. We need to know what it is you want.
It actually wasn't to do with us.
He just wants to rant and rave is what he wants, and he wants somebody to agree with him that he's right.
He wants money.
He wants money, that's all it is.
Probably, there's that possibility too. He wants somebody to pay his bills.
Yeah, that's all it is.
There's no chance.
It's been, what, 5 years now?
Yeah, most of this stuff the court won't even hear.
Almost 6 years.
Because it's too old. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Well, and the attorney pointed that out to him too. His issues with the election are no longer valid. It's been over a year. You only have a year to contest an election. So you can't do anything. But
well, and 6 years ago when he started this, he wanted the association to pay $5,000 mm-hmm. to the person he retained.
Right.
And it wasn't up to us.
No.
And he's for a small claims action.
Yeah.
And he still wants us to pay for his attorneys so he can keep suing us. Yeah, I know.
It's just.
So that's why I figured that if we start pushing it this way, he's going to run into the legal roadblocks now. So, would anybody like to approve the letter?
I'm going to approve it. I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. I will get that off to him today so that he is aware that he can copy the records. I'm going to email Andy. I'm going to do both. Yes, it will go hopefully before the mailman goes, but we'll see. I may not get it in the mail before the mailman goes today.
He comes early on.
But I'll email it and I'll mail it. That way he'll still claim he didn't get it. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
That gets us to 12, discussion and possible action, developing procedures for officers to communicate with an oversee activity of CAHOA to ensure all tasks are satisfactorily completed. And I put that on here because, again, I don't delegate well. You guys need to be able to communicate with Mr. Monson, but that's why I think if we all make a trip down there when the records are put together and everybody gets to meet, and that way you guys can communicate directly instead of me being the point of contact. Since you are the secretary and treasurer, so that way you guys can make sure that he is doing the jobs that fall under your purview. So unless anybody wants to make a motion on that one, we can move on to 13. Discussion, possible action, opening bank account with Wells Fargo. And originally, I've got two resolutions here, which is because originally when it sounded like he was going to be able to open the account for us and then have us go to a local branch and sign to make that possible legally, my feelings were to appoint him as a deputy treasurer so that he would have that authority to do that. However, since that's not going to work, and I think we'll just go open the account ourselves, we can dispense with that one. I don't think we need to appoint him as anything. He'll just remain as our agent. But we do need to do one for the bank to appoint ourselves. So I've got resolution 2021-002. And it basically just says that we currently maintain accounts at Union Bank. Union Bank has closed its Tehachapi branch. Previously, the board has appointed the president, vice president, treasurer, secretary to perform such duties as prescribed by the bylaws. And the bylaws require all checks and drafts be signed, co-signed by president and treasurer, or by two such other directors and officers as the board may designate. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered, the president, vice president, treasurer, secretary are appointed as signatories authorized by the board to sign checks and other documents as may be required for depositing and withdrawing funds from all accounts. And to sign on behalf of Mountain Valley any other documents that may be required for maintenance of such accounts. Further, be it resolved and ordered, any two of the above officers and directors designated, in addition to the president and treasurer, to sign and co-sign all checks and drafts. And then we can take this to the bank rather than having to wait for approved minutes a month from now. And that gives us authority to open the accounts. And we can go to Union or to Wells Fargo and get that started. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve it. I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay. So I'll give Joan a two-page copy. No, actually, I don't have a clean two-page copy of it. But we'll get one so that you can... Actually, you can do the back of this one. If you want to attest as to who voted what, and that way we can take that one to the bank. Okay. Then we have... Item 14, which is discussion and possible action on disposition of motor grader. We have had a person that has made an offer to actually purchase the grader from us if we want to sell it.
Really?
Possibly at a profit.
Really?
Really? It's gone.
I would say that we should still investigate whether we want to hire somebody because
before you decide.
Moving in equipment like a grader is very expensive. So having one is a... big asset, but and that's why, because we went through the effort of having that one brought in from out of state, there are people interested in it because it is hard to come by in California, one that's compliant.
Well, the only trouble is if we wait too long, we're going to lose the offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know.
And we have nothing but...
Well, it's not exactly, it's not a firm offer, it was more of a, it's more of an interest, but... But that's up to the board. That's why it's on here. That's for
is
the board.
Is it started very early? I mean, will it even start?
Yeah.
I start it every now and again.
Yeah.
In fact, it's time to do it again. But I start it when we're
feeling. And right now, as dry as everything is, we can't really do anything with it. The roads are too dry, and we don't have a water truck. That's the next thing.
That's the bait.
That's the next thing we need. Yeah, if you grade the roads now, one of the people over here off of Transvaal... raised Cain with the contractor that was doing the wind park stuff, and so they came down and were nice enough to grade the road, but now it's just all powder, which I knew it would be. It disturbed that stuff during this time of year, and it's powder. So anytime anybody even walks on that road, there's a dust cloud.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can't do anything this time of year, which we know that. I'm just hoping I'm hoping we can get everything in place by the rainy season, if we ever have a rainy season again.
You know, 6 years ago today, we were having a thunderstorm.
Yeah, it can happen anytime.
Yeah.
It can happen anytime. Which, again, is a reason why it's very convenient to have a grader here, because we can take advantage of that if we have people to operate it, rather than having to get a contractor to move in, because just because it rained, that doesn't mean they're going to be able to move equipment in tomorrow. Like everything.
Yeah.
To bring somebody in to do that too over the course of 2 years is going to be what the grader is going to cost.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we sell a grader, they're going to charge $20,000-$30,000 to come in here and do that job every year or 2 years. So.
And that's something I was thinking about that I don't know until we actually talk to some of these contractors. They may be interested in operating our grader so they don't have that move-in cost.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot easier for them to send an operator up here in a pickup truck.
Yeah, it can be a revenue generator too if we do some Golden Hills thing too. So.
Yeah. So anyway, it's up to the board. It's on here just so we can discuss it, and you know we don't have to make a decision, or we can make a decision, but we want to make sure everybody's aware and see if anybody has any thoughts. So. If there's nothing else on that, then we can move on to the election.
Okay.
So that gets us discussion, possible action on 2021 election process and progress. The initial notice was sent out a day late, which pushed our schedule up a little bit. The only real effect on it is it shortens time for dispute resolution. If anybody were to apply to be, if anybody were to nominate themselves to be on the board that's not qualified, we have to give them an opportunity for dispute resolution prior to denying them. And it shortened that down to about a 12 or 13 day window for us to do that process, which is tight, but we can do it. I doubt it if anybody's going to anyway.
Yeah, we've got to get the people to nominate themselves first.
Yeah. And I don't think we've had any nominations yet.
Can that person who is wants to sue us, can they sue us and still run
you bet.
The board?
You bet.
They can?
You bet.
Oh, Lord.
You bet.
That sounds like a disaster.
Yep. You bet.
Only if his dues are paid up.
This person is a disaster.
That's about the only thing for being a nominee. And again, if their dues aren't paid and they do nominate themselves, we have to give them dispute resolution prior to telling them they can't be on the board.
But I believe he didn't he request what he owed?
I believe so, yeah. But yeah, it's very difficult to keep anybody off the board or to keep anybody from voting too. But again, that's by purpose. They want everybody to have a voice, and oh, that's fine. I you know we can deal with that. I can even deal with him being on the board again because I figure it would take about a month before the members would vote him back off again, just like the last time. Because after a meeting or so, the members voted, you know, they'll vote him off.
He came up to my house while I was gone and pretty much demanded to know where I was at.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know. He wasn't told, but he wasn't very happy
and
about it.
And his plan has been here since the 1800s.
Okay. So?
Yeah.
I know. But anyway.
He's funny, but not funny.
The initial notices have been sent out, so we're okay there. I did put on our website the forms if somebody wants to nominate themselves. If anybody wants to be on the board, we're always looking for replacements because some of us would like to retire. Mm-hmm. There's, two vacancies this year?
On it forever.
Yeah, there are two vacancies this year. And I did the nomination form is on our website, so you just print it off and send it in. So we're pretty much good until the I think for about another 3 weeks before we have to do anything. What is it?
You have your dates on there.
Let's see. Cutoff for receipt of nominations is the 3rd of July. And then we have to send out notice of disqualification for any nominees who are not qualified to run. Actually, Mr. Monson has to do this. But he has to send out the notifications by the 5th. And then that gives us till the 19th of July to complete the IDR with any disqualified candidates. And then 7/20, we have to send out the general notice, which is the date and time the ballots have to be returned and location where the meeting's going to be and all that. We'll get to that right after this because we have to discuss and have action on holding the members' meeting. Now, because of the changes in the law and the requirements now for the inspector of election, we can still have somebody that's a member that's not running for the board or on the board be the inspector of election. However, the requirements for what the inspector of election have to do are ridiculous. The inspector actually has to send out the ballots. The inspector actually has to receive the ballots. The inspector has to count the ballots. The inspector has to keep the records for 3 years. It's ridiculous.
We're not going to get any volunteers for that.
And Mr. Monson in the past has used his real estate company, he has a real estate agency as well, to be inspector of election. I shot that one down because it's a related company. He owns both of them. They cannot be the inspector of election under the new rules. And our lawyer referred to that in that letter that I added to everybody here, that email. He wanted to ensure that this contract that we have from Condo Properties is an unrelated company. And I did check with the Secretary of State, and they're both Richard Monson, but one is Richard S. Monson, and one is Mr. Monson Sr. His son owns this other company, and they are unrelated companies. They are not the same ownership at all. So they do qualify as an inspector of election because we do not have any other contract with them. But for us to hire anybody, it has to be somebody that does not do anything else for us, which is ridiculous, but that's the law. So this will cost us $1,500, which is what we used to spend on elections. Mr. Monson's is his stuff that he's got to do under the election is covered with our annual fee, but this will be $1,500 for the inspector of election. It's my recommendation we go forward with this because it's the best solution we have at this time. And I think it would be extremely problematic for us to try and appoint a member to do it because of all the requirements.
I don't think we could find a member.
Well, even if we did, we still have to manage it and make sure that they do it all. And that,
yeah,
it just...
No.
It does. It's ridiculous.
That was so easy before.
I know. So if anybody would like to make a motion to approve, I will say that our council did advise that there's a couple of changes we should make to this agreement, which I'm sure the condo properties will agree to, that we need to specify all the election materials defined in Civil Code 5200 that are going to be retained. So we need to update the agreement to include all those items. And he would also like to see a statement in the agreement that the inspector of election is going to comply with all the requirements of 5115. And those are pretty simple. I can add those to this when we send it back to him. And if he's in agreement, then everything's good. So the motion should include with the amendments as proposed by our council.
Okay. I still make that motion.
Okay.
With the changes. Second.
Yeah. Okay. Then they'll be holding on to them for 3 years.
Yes.
Second.
Anybody opposed?
Oh, did who second it?
Yeah, Pat.
Anybody opposed to that? All right, well, that takes care of that. We will have an inspector of election now so that we can move forward. I will add these things to his contract and send it back to him for their approval.
Can our management company hang on to those?
As long as
they're in a sealed box?
I don't think so. I think the inspector of election has to.
Okay.
I'll double check on that. But they have to be retained for 3 years now.
Yes.
Even though you only have 1 year to take action, but you have to retain the records for three. Again, I would love to meet this guy in the legislature that keeps coming up with this. I forget his name, but he's the one that every year that comes up with something new on HOAs.
Yes, he makes it difficult.
Every year. He does.
His initials A.
Pie in the sky.
I don't remember. Something. I just.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I really wish that he would move out of his HOA so he's not mad at HOAs anymore. I know that's what it is. He's in an HOA that he doesn't like. That gets us to discussion, possible action on holding a member meeting. We need to determine what we're going to do. The date is 9/18, and I don't know what we want to do this year. If we want to try and have a barbecue or something, or if we just want to dispense with it and hold the meeting and get it over with, or what?
Maybe
what we want to do.
Maybe live stream social or something like that, because we did a big thing last year and we didn't. Nobody came.
Yeah.
Or very few people.
We had
some
people, but I mean,
we didn't have that many, really.
No.
The one thing I would interject: we have a lot of new people, and it might be nice if we had something like a barbecue or something, so everybody
that would be good.
Give an opportunity to come and meet. So, because it has been effective in the past, and it's not that expensive for us to do, and it's a good way for people to have an opportunity to meet each other and maybe find some more volunteers.
Yeah. We've got a lot that have changed hands. So,
any thoughts?
Barbecues are always good.
Yeah. They're fairly simple. I mean, we can do one here if that's what everybody wants, because we do have the barbecue and stuff. So,
out in the open air.
Mm-hmm. Got the benches still out there. Yeah.
So notification to everyone pretty much just happens with this board out here. That's where I get my information. When I see papers and the flag is out, and I pull up.
That's
how I realize. Oh yeah, geez,
that's our official posting location.
But that's the only way. So if somebody doesn't stop, pull one of those, nobody knows what's going on.
There's There's general notice and there's individual notice. That's our required spot for general notice. It's what's in our annual statement that's where everything gets posted. We also have a website where I try and post everything. Sometimes.
Is it accessible on phones or is it?
It may not come up real well on a phone because I'm not a great webmaster. I'm an amateur at best.
I don't know if you'll get service down here.
But I
don't have the service, you're right. I have it in my house now, thankfully, but.
It will come up on mine, but I don't know what it looks like. I don't remember.
You can request individual service and I can email you everything.
Or just let us know too, and we'll even try and email you stuff. I mean, we don't.
Right? Is there an echo in here?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying you don't have to. You don't have to do a formal request. Just let us know, and we'll try and email you stuff too. I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe putting it out there too for everybody to get on an email list so they can get it emailed directly to
we send them. With the annual statement, we ask for emails and stuff and ask if they'd like things sent to them that way.
Every newsletter has it. If you get it by email, let us know.
I just couldn't find anything when I went to that site, like the menu wouldn't open, nothing opened.
Wow.
It just was a picture of red and yellow, or I don't know, something in the background, and it said the association, but I
yeah, because it comes up on mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I don't know what it, what things it will and won't work on. Oh, this is an old one though too, because let me refresh it because this still shows May. And I updated that. Wow, I wonder what happened. Oh, I put the wrong address in, that's right. Let's try that one. Try the right address. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it shows today's meeting on there, and it opens.
Whenever I clicked on anything, it didn't do anything.
So. I wonder if your phone won't do a PDF, because most of the stuff on there is scanned, so it's a PDF.
Maybe.
And it may be that it's not opening them because it has to download on your phone. It may be blocking it.
Try your computer.
Yeah, you may even look in my documents in your phone because it are in documents. It might be there because that's where it usually puts them. But yeah, most everything besides the web page itself is a PDF that's been scanned. It's like a copy of the, well, in fact, this whole packet is in there. But it's a PDF and it's a fairly large one. So it takes a while on a phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, John, we never did get magnets. We put that metal up there, and we still haven't gotten magnets. And I never think about them.
Oh, I need to check, because I use scotch tape, so I don't know if it was held in the wind.
And just like the election rules, I would have loved to have posted them. I put a few of them in the box down there to grab, but trying to post them would take a huge bulletin board because there's so many pages. So we can only post what we can, what'll fit, but... That's why I try and put everything on the website, too, so everybody can get to it. Okay. We try and, as much as I can remember to put up there and have time to put up there, I try and put on the website.
I'll try to remember to get some magnets so we can put them up there. We've got the metal piece up there, we just never got the magnets.
So any ideas on what we want to do for the meeting, or do we want to punt and wait for another month?
Within 9:18?
Yeah, we have to have it by 9:18. That's our meeting date.
We just had the hamburgers and hot dogs, make it really simple. Even that should draw somebody in.
Okay.
Well, do we make it a potluck again? Because I don't want to have to provide all the sides.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, because the sides, you have to have a place to put all those sides.
Well, if they brought their own, though, it's going to be in a plate or in a bowl or...
Yeah.
Now, you don't need a lot of sides with hamburgers and hot dogs. A lot of beans and a salad.
Macaroni salad or a potato salad.
Exactly. That's easy, and that way people don't have to...
You don't have to worry about it.
Don't have to drag anything down here. We can just get the store-bought potato salad, macaroni salad, and if we just set us a budget and just... Get it done.
When did we have the budget last year? We did, but
we've never gone over the budget.
No.
Never.
This year might be different. Things are more expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I didn't plant tomatoes this year, darn it. Not too late, but...
What do you think? Maybe a $300 budget?
I think that's more than enough.
I think it's more than enough. We did $250 the last couple of times.
Yeah, just... We don't have to spend it all, just so that we've got a budget.
Yeah, just so that we have the budget, yeah.
Pick a day and we'll all go shopping.
Make a motion, we use $300 for the barbecue, whatever you want to call it.
I'll second it.
Think about all the condiments too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be hot, so you want.
Any opposed?
Condiments we have to get.
We need drinks too.
Yeah.
That's right, drinks. Well, that's all part of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A case of sodas or two and.
Bunch yep. of beer. Get them all high and they'll all volunteer.
And they'll all volunteer, right?
Yeah, but then they'll never show up.
They'll forget.
No. Do we have any requests for any future agenda items?
I don't have a moment.
Anything else before we have a motion to adjourn? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Let's see. Our next meeting is July 10th. Anybody opposed to adjourning? No. I didn't think so. No. Okay. Now, that gives us a few things that we've got to get done. I'll get the response to Carl, and I will get the contract for our inspector of election. I'll make a few copies of this so that we can make sure we get it on all of our lists.
So I live on the other side.
Turn off your. You probably hear me recording for my dog pinning all the time.
I don't hear anybody screaming.
But she's our runner.
We might have met a good little match with this one.
For me, you have your choice of potato salad or macaroni salad. She
demands 10%
off the top. I don't think she would want macaroni and she'd be full.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. She eats her body weight every day.
Really? She is precious.
She is precious.
What's your name?
Dolly.
Yeah. Boy, don't let her put it on the ground. Those hawks will come in here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she doesn't go out
and
by herself.
Yeah.
I'm Jean on the board. Rita, Pat, Joan. Okay? Randy. That way you know which one's who. You got the names on there.
Test later because I may forget.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to test you on names.
Yeah, me too.
Very nice for you to come. My husband goes through many names.
Yeah, we'll try more.
And then we have
Mine was doing that too.
So I use a black one. I'm like,
I mean, I know they have a
chore
or the
book. It's an empty
lot.
She's
an empty lot. I'm on
hold.
And I
won't. Yeah, she's on micro.
It is. What is that?
We have two parts.
Okay. Yeah, the top of the hills. One on each side.
Okay.
And so we use those.
Two.
We can't use them for anything else.
I've got two volunteer phone numbers already.
Thank you. And so we used one of those.
And I'll make sure I get you guys statements and the form for making sure we've got everybody's info.
We used to go get our mail.